Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And in relation to Penrith on the back of that, now they've got to take the long way into the grand final. They're going to play the winner of today. What do we now think, boys, of Penrith, Gordy? Are you still got them up there with Melbourne?
Well, yeah, oh, absolutely. They, you know, they finished 1 and 2 for a reason, but the grand final winner now will be saying, like, we'll be saying that it's either Melbourne or Penrith.
No, they're done. Isn't
it? You know what I mean?
They're done, Penrith.
Yeah. Penrith's done?
Yeah, they're done, mate. They played tired last night, Gordon. So, look, you go through the weekend, right? Yeah. Melbourne put an absolute score on Manly. Mm. Melbourne rested a lot of players in the lead-up. Manly didn't. And Melbourne played freshly. Then you got last night, you got yesterday where obviously Gold Coast had a crack. They had a few players rest up as well. They had a crack. They nearly pulled it off. And then you got last night's game. And Penrith have had the best attack all season and the best, well, not the best attack. Melbourne have had the best attack, but had the most entertaining and the most flamboyant attack all season. They have a lot of men in motion. They have a lot of energy around their attack, and they defend well. Last night, they still defended well, but there was just no energy in their attack. They didn't have a lot of bodies in motion like they normally do. They're normally a side, they're a little bit like a kids under six soccer team where everyone just follows the ball. It's just a little, just a group. But what they do around that ball is they have so many options. But last night, it wasn't there. And I think that you look back, Wayne rested 10 players who played last night from the last round of the competition. Ivan didn't. So they were fatigued. I think Dez on Friday night, he actually tried, I think he gambled on trying to beat Melbourne, come in so they get the week off, win the game and get the week off of the preliminary final. He wanted to maintain his momentum. Bellamy went the other way, rested his players. They came out fresh and it benefited them. And I think last night, Penrith, I think there was evidence that there was a little bit of fatigue in their attack. But now they've got to play again. They'll play the, what is it, winner of Melbourne and Roosters and Manly?
They play the winner of today.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. They play the winner of today. That's right. So they play the winner of today, but they've got to get through that. Now, if it's Parramatta, it's going to be a bash-up in the forwards next week. And then they've got to come out and play Melbourne again, a fresh Melbourne again, and try and get through. I just think it's going to be too much for them now.
All right. Paul says that the Panthers are gone. How do you feel about that, Hoops? You think the same thing, or do you think that they can regroup and take the scenic route into the grand final?
Well, they've got to beat Melbourne to make the grand final now, which is going to be bloody hard. So they've ended up on the really difficult side of the draw. Now, I'm not putting the pen through them entirely because, you know, we've seen over the course of the last two seasons, they are a champion side. And yes, it's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult. And beating the Storm in a preliminary final is as hard as it can get. But no, I'm not prepared to completely write them off just yet.
All right.
Gordy, what about you?
They'll have to improve. I think there's too much on Nathan Cleary, and then they just shut him down. And once he's kicking, he's got an amazing kick. And we've watched Cooper Cronk break it down on NRL. And, you know, they had a young rookie sort of playing at number one, and he made one mistake. But once they catch it and bring it back, and I think Tom Trbojevic's season this year has been absolutely unbelievable. And the way Melbourne shut him down and can shut down, and they got 2 weeks to prepare, you're thinking that they're going to prepare to play Penrith, wouldn't you? Yeah, I mean, like you just
said. Well, they'll spend this week preparing for both, and then they'll just polish that up next week once they know who it is. But either way, they'll already have a plan to shut down Nathan and Luai.
Well, and they did it last year in the grand final.
Yeah.
We saw it.
And did it very well. And they'll have a plan there, which I'll just add to, and they'll have a plan for Parramatta or Newcastle, depending if they come through. I think Melbourne at $2.10 are still great value.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, do you know they say it's two competitions? Watching Friday night and the way Melbourne went about their business, I was worried for the final series. And then last night, there were two crackers. And I reckon the players sit there and watch and go, that's the level we got to get to. And then last night's game were unbelievable. And then Melbourne sit there, and can they go to another level?
Yeah, I agree, Gordy. I think Melbourne are a side that are just, there's still upside in the way they played. Mm. They were magnificent, but there's still upside. And Penrith, they showed fatigue. They worked hard defensively. They did a great job defensively, but there was just no energy left in their attack. And South are a little bit of, I like South. There's a lot of positives in South, what you saw out of them. And they're now on the other side of the draw. the one thing is that they haven't beaten Melbourne with any consistency. Mm. Having said that, the last five times they played Penrith, they got beaten as well. So they turned that around. Maybe they can do it again, and they'll do it around. They'll do it on their defence. That's the only way they can turn around. But again, that plays into Melbourne's strong point.
Mm.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.